How will fresh fears of terrorism affect Vladimir Putin's resolve in Syria? And how will Moscow react to a report on doping that is expected to be highly critical of Russia? Hello from our broadcast headquarters in Prague, and welcome to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at stories we expect to make news. My name is Brian Whitmore, author of the Power Vertical blog here at RFRL, and joining me is senior RFRL editor Steve Gutterman. Welcome, Steve.
Thanks, Brian.
So it's becoming increasingly clear that it probably was a bomb that brought down a Russian passenger jet in Egypt last weekend. And this, of course, raises the specter of terrorism against Russia related to the Syria campaign. It raises the costs of that campaign. This is something people have been predicting for a while. And a question in a lot of people's minds is, how will Putin respond to this? And how will it affect his resolve in Syria? They were trying for the longest time to say this wasn't terrorism. Now the evidence is pretty much too overwhelming to ignore. Steve, you had a piece on this that touched on this last week. What do you think?
Yes. Obviously, it's a huge deal. I mean, you have 1 month after Russia starts this big campaign, its biggest post-Soviet, campaign abroad. This jet is brought down. And now, as you say, it's becoming increasingly clear. I think there was a source telling Reuters 90% chance it was a bomb. Mm-hmm. It's such a big thing because, I mean, you have the war in Ukraine. That's something for Russia. But in a way, that didn't affect people as much as this would. I mean, Ukraine, you can look at, we've got Crimea now. There's some people fighting there. But here, it's like there's 79,000 Russian tourists in Egypt as of November 6th, I think the tour agency said. This really hits at Putin's kind of contract with the middle class, with Russians. You know, you stay out of politics, you get to go to the beach, essentially.
Right. Right.
So, he really has a problem in figuring out how to deal with this. I mean, I said in the piece, I said there'd probably be four kind of ways he can react. One, denial, blaming Egypt, blaming the West, and accepting it but trying to shape it, the fact that is probably a terrorist attack, trying to shape it to his agenda in Syria, in the Middle East, and in relations with the West. I think they're still doing a combination of those four things, but, I mean, we can look at two of them, just sort of blaming the West. I think as it becomes more clear that there was probably a bomb, there's some blaming going on. You have there was an article in Sputnik raising the question of maybe this was the MI5 or the MI6, British intelligence. And then I haven't seen these, but I've heard of reports that are also claiming there could have been a Ukrainian connection, that Ukrainians helped the IS militants. So, that's the kind of thing that's going to crop up. I don't think the Russian state has said anything like
that. No, the Russian state's not saying anything like that.
At this point, but it's part of the background. But in terms of, I think Putin's going to have to, if it does turn out to have been a bomb, Putin's going to have to accept that. And you can see them taking steps to do that already. Even a few days after, Putin hasn't said much about this, mm-hmm. really. But a few days after the crash, he was at a meeting in Dagestan, and he said very pointedly that nobody can scare Russia, nobody can frighten Russia. And then he went on to talk about Syria, and then also you see. So I think the one thing that where this could sort of play into Putin's hands or into his narrative is the idea that, look, we are a victim of terrorism. We are a victim of IS. And, to tell the West, look, you have to work with us, work on our terms, accept Assad in Syria, accept us as essentially partners or allies in Syria. So I think, they're playing that game to some extent. And then domestically, I think Putin's going to try to make this play into his sort of shaping of the narrative of Russia as a nation that's kind of at war, that it needs to be on a war footing, to rally people around him. And I've seen things pointing to that, like there's something in Izvestia today, I think a nationalist commentator saying, well, a Russia reborn through smoke and blood will be mm-hmm. stronger. So I think the Kremlin is already trying to harness this, in whatever way it can. I mean, it's got a bad hand, but it's trying to harness it to its benefit as much as
it can. Yeah, rhetorically and in terms of messaging, I expect them to do that, do exactly what they're doing. What I'm wondering what it's going to do also, though, is on the ground in Syria.
Well, right, because...
Is it going to hurt the resolve? I mean, it's. I don't think they can be seen to be cutting and running if there's any... If after the first terrorist attack. But as Vladimir Frolov pointed out in the New York Times, and he was interviewed by the New York Times on this, the current Russian policy in Syria isn't adequate to defeat IS. In fact, they haven't even primarily been going after IS. That's one of the great ironies here. Will this cause them to shift and maybe go more after IS and not so much in terms of defending Assad, which could make the West happy?
Right. I mean, that's a big question, because it seems clear that what Russia wanted, you know, at least before this, is not to, you know, for all the talk, is not to actually go in there and try to defeat IS or even really take it on. I think, you know, their agenda was much more narrow, to go in, shore up Assad enough, you know, to get
give
a big
some breathing
role.
Space,
yeah, give him some breathing space, and then Russia gets a big role if there's a settlement. So now this kind of changes the game, because, you know, okay, if you're going to play the card of, look, we're all in this together against Islamic State, we're a victim, we're under attack, then don't you have to go in and actually, you know, go after IS much more strongly.
And put more troops in there.
Exactly. And then put more troops. So that leads to the slippery slope of, you know, do you get involved in a quagmire? And I think, you know, they've raised the number of troops in there, apparently 4,000 troops. You know, there's more weapons systems that they've put in. But I think, I guess it's still not clear whether they're going to, you know, kind of go all in or not. And obviously, that has so many potential pitfalls for Russia.
Well, this will certainly be something we'll be keeping an eye on throughout the week. Something else we'll be keeping an eye on this week. It's going to actually happen today. A major report on doping in international athletics is due out today. It's expected to be damning regarding Russia. The Guardian even reported that there's speculation that Russia could be banned from international athletics as a result. This, of course, comes right on the heels of all the allegations of corruption in FIFA regarding Russia. What do we expect? What can we expect here, Steve?
Well, I don't know what it's going to say. And I would tend to doubt, just judging by past experience, that Russia would be banned.
No, the only reason I raise it is because The Guardian had that in their lead.
No, of course. I mean, there will certainly be calls for that. But, you know, it's obviously such a, you know, it's such a I think it's a painful thing for Russia, for the Kremlin. You have the FIFA report and now this. And it just sort of makes a mockery. I mean, Putin's big mantra has been, you know, no politics in sports. Yeah. And that's, you know, okay, no politics. But, I mean, if you're going to have corruption, you know, that's politics. So, you know, I think it's something that they're going to, you know, obviously they're going to have a hard time kind of dealing with this.
I expect them to play the victim card. This is part of the plot against Russia. I mean, it's every time one of these things comes out, that's what we get.
Right, exactly. But I mean, you know, it's sort of the kind of mounting evidence makes that those arguments a little bit weaker.
When the Swiss started this FIFA prosecutions, they said it was part of an American plot to undermine Russian sports. We expect that. But there's going to be kind of a snowball effect with this. Again, this report's out today, and we'll see what it says. Although all of the preliminary leaks on it is that it's going to be absolutely damning regarding Russia.
Yeah, I mean, I see Sebastian Coe. He says, well, I guess referring to the sports world, but he says it's going to be a long road to redemption after this. You know, and that's exactly the kind of thing that Putin hates to hear. So, you know, you have to do this. You're
right.
Bad. You know. So, yeah, I think we're going to have a big response from
Russia.
Yeah,
you know, I expect a real coordinated response. They've had time to prep for this. All right, well, that's all we have time for today. You've been listening to the Power Vertical Briefing, a weekly look ahead at the stories we expect to make news. I'm Brian Whitmore, host of the Power Vertical podcast. Joining me has been senior RFRL editor Steve Gutterman. Join us again next week. And now, as always, I leave you with the soothing sounds of Noise MC.